new oil fields, the companies are facing the need to reinvent themselves in a world where their core product is coming under increasing pressure from consumers for its impact on climate change and local pollution. And the long, hard slog of trying to turn themselves into producers of sustainable energy has only just begun. Exxon's removal from the Dow may not signal the end of big oil, or even that its end is near, but it is reflective of the industry's failure so far to adapt.
Thank you for joining us for this week's readings of the Midland Reporter Telegram and the Odessa American Sunday Business and Oil sections. This is the Recording Library of West Texas, enriching the lives of individuals with physical, visual, and learning disabilities since 1963. You can hear this program on Recording Library of West Texas Radio and on demand with your computer or favorite mobile device.
Now, here's your forecast for the Midland-Odessa area. It's 68 and clear. Tonight, clear with a low in the mid-70s. Then, tomorrow, clear with a high in the mid-80s. Tomorrow night, mostly cloudy with a low in the low 70s. From the Recording Library of West Texas 24-Hour Weather Center, I'm Maria Lopez.
This is the Recording Library of West Texas.
Welcome to this week's reading of the Midland Reporter Telegram and the Odessa American Sunday Lifestyle sections, read by volunteers and staff. You can hear this program on Recording Library of West Texas Radio and on demand at recordinglibrary.org.
Hello, this is Kay, reading the Odessa American for Sunday, August 30th, 2020. Life and Times. Former Odessan graduates from med school wins award, by Michael Bauer, M-B-A-U-E-R, at OAOA.com. From a young age, Smriti Prasad has wanted to work in the medical field. That became a reality this year as the former Odessa resident graduated from medical school at UT Southwestern in May. A month before graduating, Prasad was this year's recipient of the Excellence in Dermatology Award. The award is given to a UT Southwestern graduating medical student who has advanced dermatological patient care, research, or teaching in a special way, or who shows promise for leadership in these areas. The recipient receives a certificate and $1,000. Basically, this is an award that's given to one student in the entire Department of Dermatology every year, and to me, it's more of the fruit of my labor, Prasad said. I've wanted to be a dermatologist for the last 3 to 4 years. The way that med school works, you do all your classes and apply to a specialty, and that process can be pretty grueling. This award came about a month later, and it was very gratifying, and I'm very grateful for it. Prasad came to Odessa with her parents from India when she was 3 years old. Her parents, Suresh and Kalpana Prasad, are both physicians, helped influence her love of science and the medical field. As a kid, Prasad would spend a lot of time in her parents' hospital, especially after school while they finished their work for the day. The time she spent there helped gear her toward wanting to be a doctor. Subconsciously, I think it left an impact on me, Prasad said. I thought what they were doing was really interesting, and I always loved science. I felt like going to medical school suited all of my interests. Originally, Prasad wanted to follow in her parents' path in internal medicine, but after her experience at the Agape Clinic, she realized dermatology was a good field to pursue her interests. She graduated from Odessa High in 2012, and 2 years later graduated summa cum laude with a BSA in biology from the University of Texas at Austin. From there, she was part of a 7-year BSMD program with UT Austin and UT Southwestern. Prasad is currently in Houston for the first year of her residency. With COVID-19 going on, it's made things somewhat difficult, including a delayed wedding. It's definitely ruined our lives, Prasad said. I was supposed to get married at the end of medical school in June, and that didn't happen. That and all of our celebrations from medical school were canceled, which kind of sucked, because you work really hard, and then to start as a brand new doctor in the start of a pandemic is odd as well. Here in Houston, it's crazy. People are very sick, and it's very challenging because, as everywhere else, we wear masks. But in the hospitals, there's no family. The patients can be alone, and that's not something you're used to seeing. It's a weird time. Despite the pandemic, Prasad continues her work, and she doesn't forget where she's come from. A lot of my work has been in public health, and I did a lot of work with cancer screenings and enrolled communities, and that passion came from working in a small town, Prasad said. Fall Lawn Care Tips for a Healthy Yard by Melinda Myers. As summer transitions into fall, it is time to help lawns recover from summer stress. Let the weather and the condition of your lawn help you develop a plan suited to your landscape. Continue mowing actively growing lawns. Mow high, leaving cool season grasses like bluegrass and fescues at least 2 1/2, preferably 3 1/2 inches tall after cutting. Warm season grasses like Bermuda grass, carpet grass, centipede grass, and zoysia should be grown at 1 to 2 inches tall, while St. Augustine should be a bit higher at 2 to 3 inches for best results. Taller grass is better able to compete with weeds, is more drought tolerant, and less susceptible to insects and disease. Mow often, removing no more than 1/3 the total height. Leave short clippings on the lawn. They will quickly break down, adding organic matter, moisture, and nutrients to the soil. Run your mower over lawn clippings to reduce their size and speed decomposition. As the tree leaves begin to fall, just mow them into small pieces and leave them on the lawn. As long as you can see the grass blades through the shredded leaves, your lawn will be fine. And just like the clippings, they add nutrients and organic matter to the soil. Fertilize lawns in early September and high-maintenance northern lawns again around Halloween, but always before the ground freezes. Make sure the last fertilizer application to warm-season grasses is at least 1 month prior to the average first killing frost. A healthy lawn is the best defense against weeds. Even with proper care, these unwanted plants can bully their way into your lawn. Try digging, root, and awl to remove small populations of weeds. Think of it as a workout or way to reduce stress. If you decide to use a weed killer, try spot treating weeds or problem areas to minimize the amount of chemical used. Select the least toxic or an organic product whenever possible. Whether using traditional or environmentally friendly products, read and follow label directions carefully. All these products are plant killers and can cause damage to other plants if not applied properly. Fall, when the cool season grasses are actively growing, is also the best time to core aerate or dethatch lawns suffering from thatch buildup or compacted soil. Overseed thin lawns after core aeration or dethatching. You'll have better results once the thatch layer is removed or openings exist for the grass seeds to contact the soil and sprout. Those growing warm season grasses should wait until the lawn greens up in spring or is actively growing in early summer. Avoid doing this when the weather is hot and dry. Begin implementing some of these strategies, and soon you'll be on your way to a healthier, better-looking lawn for the coming growing season. Melinda Myers is the author of more than 20 gardening books, including Small Space Gardening. She hosts the Great Courses How to Grow Anything DVD series and the nationally syndicated Melinda's Garden Moment TV and radio program. Myers is a columnist and contributing editor for Birds and Blooms magazine, and her website is www.melindamyers.com. Master Gardeners, blanch vegetables before freezing to prevent loss of nutrients. A tip for blanching vegetables: add salt to the boiling water, as it will improve flavor and will keep the color intact. Veggies must be blanched before freezing to prevent loss of nutrients. By Debbie Rowland, Master Gardener. Freezing is the easiest way to preserve the flavor of your produce. Almost any produce can be frozen, with the exception of leafed vegetables and others with a high water content, like cucumbers. Produce should be at its peak and in good condition when you freeze it. Freezing in serving-size batches allows you to get it into the freezer quickly before the item loses its nutrients. Sweet corn, beans, and carrots are great for freezing. If space is a concern in your freezer, remove the corn from the cob. This can be easily done by taking one row out with a small knife, then removing the remaining rows one at a time by hand. You will get more of the corn kernel this way. Beans will taste better if the strings and ends are removed. Veggies must be blanched before freezing to prevent loss of nutrients. It also prevents changing the color or taste of the vegetable. To blanch, bring a pot of lightly salted water to a boil. Then plunge small amounts of the vegetable into the boiling water. The amount of time for boiling varies with each vegetable. Remove from the boiling water and put into a bowl of very cold water, which stops the cooking process. Pat them dry and put in bags to freeze. Remove as much air as you can from the bag to prevent freezer burn. Be sure to write what is in the package and the date it was processed on the bag or container. The times I found for blanching are peas for 1 minute, beans for 2 minutes, and carrots and other sliced items for 3 to 4 minutes. The FDA has a good refrigerator and freezer storage chart that is one page and easy to access and print. Go to www.fda.gov. Berries and grapes do not have to be blanched. Simply wash them and spread them out to dry. Then bag in desired portions. If desired, you can add sugar before freezing to help retain firmness. Since tomatoes don't taste as good later when they are frozen, process tomatoes as a sauce, adding seasonings or other vegetables now. Then freeze the sauce in bags, Tupperware, or recycled containers from the vegetable section at the local grocery store. Herbs are great frozen and make your winter soups, stews, and other dishes taste great. Simply wash and let dry. Then chop as finely as you like and put in ice trays. Add water to each cube section and freeze. When frozen, pop them out and put in bags, label, and return to the freezer. This allows you to thaw and use only the amount you will need for your recipe. For more information, call the AgriLife office at 498-4071 in Odessa or at 686-4700 in Midland, or visit aggie-horticulture.tamu.edu or westtexasgardening.org. Texas Master Gardeners, we are an educational service organization of volunteers trained by Texas A&M AgriLife Extension Service. Visit westtexasgardening.org. The Dangers of Over-Fertilizing by Jeanette Castanone. Most homeowners think they are doing good by their plants applying fertilizers. When applied correctly, fertilizers are a great way to give your plants the healthy boost they need. Although fertilizer toxicity is possible, neglecting and over-loving your plants can sometimes cause similar issues. When you apply too much fertilizer to the soil, the roots cannot properly take up water. Plants rely on osmotic pressure gradient in order to collect water. When the concentration of dissolved solids rises continuously from the soil around the roots to the core of the root, the water will flow into the plant. When the pressure around the roots gets too high, the flow of water is reversed. Your plant can no longer take up any water, and the leaves will burn from a lack of available water to cool them. If you have over-fertilized your plant, you can save it by flushing out the soil with lots of water. If there is a crust of fertilizer visible, scrape that soil off, careful not to remove more than 1/4 inch of soil. Prune away the dead leaves and ease up on your fertilizing schedule to prevent further burning. For more information, call the AgriLife office at 498-4071 in Odessa or at 686-4700 in Midland. Email Jeanette.Castanone at ag.tamu.edu. Jeanette is spelled J-E-A-N-E-T-T-E. Castanone is spelled C-A-S-T-A-N-O-N. Or visit aggie-horticulture.tamu.edu or westtexasgardening.org. Jeanette Castanone. Castanone is a horticulturist with Texas AgriLife Extension Service. She can be reached at 686-4700 or by email at jeanette.castanone@ag.tamu.edu. Pets of the Week. Jim Dandy, a 1-year-old male cat, needs to be adopted into a good home. Jim Dandy has green eyes. He has gray tabby markings, a white front, and a mostly white face. China, a 5-year-old bulldog, needs to be adopted into a good home. China is mostly white with some black spots, a black tongue, and his ears flop over. They're fairly short. To adopt China or any of the other pets at the Humane Society of Odessa, stop by 7012 Mockingbird Lane, call 381-5503, visit www.odessahumanesociety.org, or leave a message at facebook.com/Humane Society of Odessa/. The Humane Society of Odessa is a no-kill pet adoption shelter, and all their pets require spay-neuter contract along with an adoption application. Adoption fees for pets start at $50. Photos courtesy of Odessa Humane Society.
Hello, this is April reading the Midland Reporter Telegram for Saturday, August 29, 2020. Tumbleweed Smith. Entrepreneur is putting town of Bend on the map. Brett Calley has the general store and cafe at Bend in San Saba County. He is one clever dude and just might be the new Hondo Crouch, the late self-proclaimed foreign minister of Lugenbach. Hondo became famous for his shenanigans at the little town he bought and put on the map. Major singers appeared at Lugenbach. They even wrote and sang songs about the place. Brett is putting Bend on the map and is having fun doing it. He has the perfect background for it. He's a world traveler, marketing expert, entertainer, and entrepreneur. People still love to go to those backwoods, out-of-the-way places, says Brett. I bought the store here at Bend after the previous owner told me I was crazy for even wanting it. I had similar establishments in other small towns, but something clicked when I got to Bend. I bought an old building across the street, found an old board, and painted Bend City Hall on it, and we'll have 200 people a day taking pictures of it. He has made Bend a destination for people looking for fun. Sometimes the line of cars around his place stretches for a mile or so. He is constantly busy finding musicians, preparing food, filling his store with merchandise, and being a character. We have people from all walks of life that come here. Rich folks, working folks, whatever. The vibe here is so good and everybody is so happy. You can relax here. I mean, there are chickens jumping up on the stage while the band is playing. The drummer is right next to where the chickens roost, so the drummer is having to shoo chickens off his snare drum and cymbals. I never tell the band that's going to happen, so it's something new to them. Tourists get a kick out of it. You can spend the night at Brett's place. He has cabins and an Airstream trailer he calls the Moon Pie Motel. Usually, when you use somebody's name, you might get a notice to quit using it because of trademark infringement or whatnot. Sure enough, I got a package from Moon Pie. They said they loved it, sent a banner, and asked if I wanted anything else. He keeps a list of interesting interactions he has had with customers. I've had people walk into our little country store and order a caramel soy latte. A woman in a Keep Austin Weird t-shirt wanted to rent a skillet for the night. I told her she could rent it for $10, but she had to bring it back within 5 years. I had some kids ask if I had marshmallow sticks. I actually do. I have probably 50 bags of marshmallow sticks in 2 different lengths. I have a sign in the cabins that says, "Please don't bring your charcoal grill into the cabin." It has happened more than once. I sprint across the backyard and tell the guests they'll suffocate and burn down the place. There's not a lot of outdoor skills being taught in a lot of places. People tell him Bend is the new Luckenbach. They also tell him he makes the best hamburger they've ever had. Brett Callie stands outside the Sisterdale General Store on September 14, 2016. Callie runs the Sisterdale General Store in Sisterdale, but the property the business sits on was recently sold, and Callie says the new landowner wants him out of his lease so the landlord can develop the property. Callie wound up in Bend, where he set up a general store that draws tourists from all over.
This is Dave, and I'm reading from the Midland Reporter-Telegram, Monday, August 31st, 2020. This article is entitled, "Odessa Shooting. Midland Guild Presents Quilts to Those Affected," by J.C. Lewis. Members of the Midland Quilters Guild on Thursday presented quilts to people affected by the mass shooting that occurred a year ago. "The Guild started working on the quilts 6 to 8 months ago," said Rachel Garibay, the group's president. She said members were saddened by the events of that day and decided to start making quilts to honor the families of the victims, the wounded, and the first responders. "The quilts have a friendship star pattern. We decided to choose the friendship star pattern to stand for the friendship between our two communities, Midland and Odessa," Garibay said. Once word got out about what the Guild was doing, quilters from all over the Permian Basin started sending in blocks, she said. Members then started put the blocks together and made the top layer. The Guild encountered some obstacles when the pandemic began, so they started using Zoom to communicate. "A lot of the quilts were made before the pandemic, and we had planned to present these quilts the week that the country closed down," she said. "The Guild made 60 quilts to present to the community to show support and love," Garibay said. She said she appreciates that the Guild was able to help. "We get a lot of comfort and growth in our soul just by working on quilts. To be able to give that to others is such a wonderful thing," Garibay said.
Hello, this is Kay reading the Odessa American for Thursday, August 27th, 2020. Sol Ross names new senior woman administrator. OA Life at OAOA.com. Alpine. Head women's basketball coach Katie Novak assumes the department's senior woman administrator responsibilities from Sandra Chambers, who has retired from the university after 17 years of dedicated service. Novak continues in her role as head women's basketball coach of the Lady Lobos. "We're very pleased to have someone the caliber of Katie to serve as our next senior woman administrator," Athletic Director Jim Goodman said. "She is committed to the welfare of the student athlete and works hard each and every day to build a culture at Sol Ross to be proud of." As Novak enters her 4th year as head coach of the Lady Lobos, she looks forward to taking on this new challenge. "I'm grateful to be given this honor of being senior woman administrator for Sol Ross," Novak said. "I consider it a tremendous responsibility to take up this mantle and continue the progress we've made offering sports as a way to develop young women. Playing basketball and many other sports throughout my life has given me confidence and opportunities that have shaped who I am today. The purpose of the SWA designation is to promote meaningful representation of women in the leadership and management of college sports. Goodman championed Novak's talent and ability as a coach and with her student athletes as she now takes up the mantle of SWA. She will be a great advocate for all Lobos student athletes as SWA. As an AD, you look for people with a work ethic that goes beyond the job description and someone you can count on. I'm confident in Coach Novak's passion for her work and her ability to connect and enrich the student athlete experience as our SWA. Novak and the Lady Lobos were the recipient of the Student Athlete Advisory Committee, SAAC, Team Sportsmanship Award in the ASC for the 2018-2019 season. She has seen several players through her time here at Sol Ross earn conference honors. She coached that 2019 West Division Newcomer of the Year, Chandra Nunez. Nunez was also a two-time All-West second team selection in 2019 and 2020. Novak saw Michaela Hamilton selected to the West Division All-Defensive Team in 2018. Maria Maldonado was selected to the All-Freshman Team in 2019, while Jocelyn Roque was a tri-recipient of the West Division Sportsmanship Athlete of the Year Award in 2019. Novak became a certified strength coach with the National Council of Strength and Fitness in August of 2019 and served as coach of the women's tennis team in 2020. I hope to continue to provide a springboard that opens doors for these athletes and gives them a chance to thrive in any environment, Novak said. I would also like to thank my athletic director, Jim Goodman, for the opportunity to be in a position to help the young women in Sol Ross Athletics build character and gain self-assurance in their collegiate athletics experience.
This is Kay reading the Odessa American for Sunday, August 23rd, 2020, etc. Man smells trouble in wife's last-minute trip extension. Dear Abby, I have been married a little over a year. My wife took a trip to Florida to get some things out of storage and turned it into a 2-week vacation. She's now traveling back with the in-laws, which I wasn't expecting. Yesterday she announced she doesn't want to talk to anyone, including me, and will only text for the next 3 days during the trip because she's too tired. I feel rejected and like yesterday's news because she hardly calls me and she almost forgot to say good night. I don't think this is healthy for our relationship, and I have separation anxiety to boot. Is this normal? Newlywed guy in Iowa. Dear Guy, something is going on with your wife, and unless she is usually this uncommunicative, her unwillingness to talk with you is not normal. Do not pressure her or make her feel guilty in order to alleviate your separation anxiety. Give her the time she said she needs to decompress and get her thoughts together. When she and her parents arrive, you will have plenty of time to clear the air. Dear Abby, I am disabled and live about 2,000 miles from my best friend. For months now, she has spoken about her plans to have a vow renewal ceremony on her 10th wedding anniversary. Although I am on a fixed income, I have been saving every dime so I can attend. As it turns out, I'm not invited. She's requested online that everyone who has received their invitation and hasn't sent their RSVP should, so she'll know how many people to tell the caterer to prepare for. My invitation didn't get lost in the mail or in cyberspace. I was just not invited. I am extremely hurt by this because she has always claimed that I am her best friend. How should I handle this? Uninvited in California. Dear Uninvited, you have a right to feel hurt. Best friends don't treat each other this way. Handle it by asking her why you were left off the guest list. She may not have